Blog Talk Radio. Review. Review.
Good morning from Kentucky.
Good morning from Vermont.
How are you?
Doing fine. Gosh, it's kind of cold today.
Yeah, we had those 60s yesterday, so that's probably what you've got now.
Yes. Well, yesterday was cold, too. You know, I had shorts on, and I went out, put the garage door up. I had to go to Comcast.
Yep.
And came back in, put on long pants and a jacket. I went up to Comcast, and they had so many people in line, they had to keep the front door open.
Oh my gosh, they were lined
right up outside.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I noticed that there were some people sitting down on some couches and chairs. And when you go in, there's a computer there, and you sign in. And they call your name.
Yep.
So it's not only the line that was in front of me, but all these people sitting down that were waiting to have their name called.
Ahead of you. How long before you noticed you had to log in?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Not too bad.
So I left. I went back about 12:30, and there was maybe 3 or 4 people ahead of me.
Much better.
Yep. So they're going to come Thursday for the box.
Yep.
and then they're going to come on Saturday for the modem.
Ah, different day. That's weird.
They did tell me that Thursday when they come for the box, that they would probably do the modem at the same time. But
oh, that's good. Let's hope so. So yeah, Graham, you had Grandma Internet Wars yesterday at Comcast.
I did.
Like our first sponsor because we're mentioning them, we're giving them lots of plugs.
Well, that's right.
Pretty nice of us.
It's going to cost me $20, but. They should do it free if I'm giving them a little advertising.
That's what I mean. We've got reverse advertising going on. We're paying to say their name.
Yes.
My goodness.
That's right.
Your internet wasn't working good, and we're going to replace the modem and the cable box. We're going to see if that fixes it up, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
I like that. Well, for 70, you really cruise on that internet.
And I also called... the guy that checked the switches, the electrician.
Yes.
And I don't know if I told you that the light in the bathroom wouldn't go off.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm. The fan still works, but it's the original fixture that was here when we bought the house.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, I called him, and he said, "Do you think it's the switch?" And I said, "I think it's the whole thing." So he's going to come. He said he'd probably call me Friday.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know. I still have the lights over the mirror, but the light that, you know. Anyway.
Yep.
So what's going on?
No, not too much. Other than that, it's a very slow Tuesday. Yesterday was a brutal day for work, my work. If it's month end in a Monday, that's really rough duty because you have a lot of work to do because it's month end. And Mondays, of course, are never as fun because you got to catch up. So it was a rough day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Everybody
sure.
was antsy. Everybody was very antsy, including me. So it's a rough day. I'm glad it's Tuesday.
Well, me too.
So now yesterday you were going to tell me a story about something, and now I don't remember. I want to say it was something about Church and Ray. Getting into it. What was that about? What was going on there?
Well, when we moved to Malone, we were too late to get them enrolled in the Ursuline Academy, the Catholic school. So they had to go into the public school.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that meant they had to have catechism. And at catechism, they announced there'd be confession for the children at a certain time. And I took them down. And we went in the church with this younger priest.
Yep.
So he knew, you know, I was the only mother there.
Yep.
So Ray went in, and he came out crying.
Oh.
So I went in, and he said to me, are you the mother of that boy that just left? And I said, yes. And he said, you're neglecting your moral obligation. That boy doesn't even know how to say the act of contrition. And he said, I have all I can do to restrain myself when the public school children come in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, he was in Catholic school until we came here. But anyway, I was so upset. See, Ray and Mark both had delayed speech.
Yep.
And so the way they got through the act of contrition was to say it fast, which is what probably most people do.
Yep.
And see, he couldn't understand them.
Oh, my gosh.
So needless to say, I was very, very upset.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was doing more restraining at that point?
That's right, I was. And when we left, I took the kids downtown. I mean, this is before you were born, but
yeah.
A couple of years before you were. And I just couldn't go home. I just had to kind of work it out.
Get that out. Yeah.
And at that time, I would have said nuts with the church.
Yep.
But I had, you know, four children.
Four children, yep, and that was the thing.
Yep. And so, you know, I stayed there, but I have always resented it.
Yeah.
And I did go to the pastor and tell him. And you know what he said?
What did he say?
You should have gone in ahead of him and explained to him.
Yeah, it's always, you know, that's funny because I even ran into that yesterday with something else. It's like, yeah, it's never anybody's fault. It's always the other person, the customer's fault. It's always the customer's wrong.
On
a lot of America. They say customers right all the time. I can say, right, the reason so many American businesses struggle is because they say that, but that's not what they are. Businesses are not that. They don't realize that their employees subterrane that message all the time. And that pastor probably wouldn't believe that guy even, he probably didn't believe the guy even said that.
He probably did not.
No.
But, of course, they're not going to, they're going to defend their own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember telling Monsignor Leo, I was very disappointed in the church because of the way they treated him.
Yep.
And he said, it's not the church, it's the people in it.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. I had a supplier who... Friday was terrible, their driver, so I called their sales manager to tell them, you know, I don't want that type of behavior in our plant. It doesn't matter who's right or even wrong. I don't want shouting matches out in the warehouse, period.
And, well, of course not.
I mean, I was very close to saying, I don't want the guy around again, but trying to be a good customer, too, a partner.
Well,
I said,
sure.
You know, I'm glad this didn't get worse, but no one should be getting that upset. I said, none of these things are, we're not scheduled that tight, so if there's ever a big problem, the guy can just leave. You know, it's not a big deal. Well, you know, the guy came back in yesterday, and he literally told me how it was one of our guys' fault. So rather than apologize, he explained how it was, it was your guys' fault. You know, you guys got all emotional.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah. I was so upset. It really seems you get so upset. You're not upset. You're just looking like, wow, you're really interesting. I can't wait to figure out how you're going to get it.
Oh, my land.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm telling you, if the sales manager thought the guy acted and talked like that, he wouldn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's America these days, in my opinion. So.
Yes, it is.
But, so that didn't help the church with you, did it?
No, it did not. So I'm what I call a cafeteria Catholic. I pick and choose what I want to believe.
No, that's okay. That's more than a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
As long as you believe something, I think that's all that matters.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Something you believe in.
Yes, that's right.
Makes us all a better person somehow.
Hey, not to change the subject, but I did see where this Walter or something over in Hampton died, And he was the guy that used to bring potatoes to us at the...
Oh, my gosh. That's Nakarima.
Yes.
Walter, the potato guy, passed away?
Yes.
Wow.
And my land, I remember him bringing, I think they were 50-pound bags of potatoes.
Huge Dunkin' bags.
And he would throw them over his shoulder and come in.
Yep.
And I, he had this woman with him, and I said to him, you know, that's really too much for you to ask of your wife. And he said, that's not my wife, that's my mother. Can you believe
it? Nice compliment for him, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Good one, Mom. Good one. I like it. I like it.
I know. It is It is funny. But anyway, that was...
It's way funny. I'm
trying to find his name. But
well, let's hope that she had him when he was like 10 to make him feel better. She was 10.
Well, I don't know if you remember, we used to have like a board to put on the cellar stairs, and they just slid them down.
Oh, I remember very, very well. Yeah, those big potatoes, now we get like 30 or 40 of them, because he probably got a deal on it. And then into the spud peeler they would go, and he'd make his natural french fries for everybody that those people freaking love.
That's right.
Man, oh
and my
man.
Gosh, if you accidentally left that thing going, you would have marbles.
You would have tiny marbles. You'd round them right down to nothingness. And then there would be Cohen cleaning out the potato peeler.
Yes.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Did I tell you that Cohen is living at the Bardwell house now?
No, you didn't. Now, what happened with his brother? Didn't he live with his brother for a long time who got married, I think?
He did. His brother lives at the Loretta home.
His brother lives at the Loretta home?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, he's kind of handicapped.
I didn't think he was that bad.
Lonnie.
Yeah, Lonnie. That was it, Lonnie. I didn't think he was handicapped that bad.
He had issues. I'm not sure just what they were. But he did have issues, and because Cullen used to have to take like a day off or some hours off to take him over to the VA hospital. He had been in the service.
Oh, I didn't know it was a veteran.
Yes, I don't know what the issues were.
Right, right. But he was. That was a rough family. They had a lot working against them.
They did. I think they had 6 boys and 1 girl.
Wow.
And that one girl...
Is Sosha.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was...
A fifth grade science teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one girl was sick, and her temperature got so high that it affected her, and she, you know, was not quite the same after...
Wow.
Walter Perry, that was his name.
Walter Perry. Oh, my goodness, that's right.
Was 67, so he must have been in his 40s when he used to bring those potatoes.
Yep.
Imagine his mother carried those. So if his mother was...
keep you young.
Jeepers, she must have been... close to 60 then.
Yeah, I wonder if she's outliving him. Did it say if she was still alive?
I didn't read that, but...
she might be, you know. 65-year-old woman lifting 50-pound potatoes, she might have a long life.
Can you imagine?
She probably weighed out his pounds.
Yes. It does say he was predeceased by his parents.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But he was a nice man.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way a lot of them lived.
Yep.
By the way, it's 52 here today.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's completely overcast down here. The schools was Ray, you know, he sounds like he was a troublemaker, caused trouble there probably on purpose, probably really didn't know the act of contrition. And then later on, you had the basketball problems at Christ the King, right?
That's right.
Jeepers, what a troublemaker.
Well, I didn't let anybody, to be blunt, I didn't let anybody crap on my kids.
No, and you always believed your kids.
Of course.
I mean, knowing your adult son, Ray, you know, it could very well, likely, he was messing with some people.
I know it.
He could have put an ad in the paper at the Christ the King Parish saying, you know, desk and tables for chair and choir at rectory.
I know.
That would be his speed, you know.
Well, that was, well, of course, after that, Ray didn't want to go to church.
Well, naturally, yeah.
Yeah. And my friend Mary Wilson that gave you the blue blanket,
yep.
She knew a priest down St. John of Bosco Church who was young and very nice. So
yep.
We took Ray down there and he just talked to him and then he was fine.
Yeah.
But
well,
this,
plus a new student, you know, a new kid and a new thing. And if the priest is aggressive, I mean, my gosh, they were all crazy though. Back then, I don't know what priests were like then, but they were pretty much all labeled. Almost all of them were labeled as crazy by us kids.
Oh yeah, they probably were.
Yeah, they were definitely not in the mainstream, man. They were pretty bizarre. They were alternate reality human beings. And really, Father Falvalva, our Father of the Valley at MSJ, was the first one that all the kids were like, oh, he's a guy. He'll talk
to
us. You know, he's not this pretend thing. And,
sure.
He got a lot of mileage out of letting people leave his dog around the school there. Everyone goes, oh, he's a real human being.
Wow. Well, I remember him telling me once that he asked one of the kids in your class to have his father call him when he got home.
Yeah.
Because he didn't believe the kid was going to go home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was graduation or something. I don't know. But anyway, he told me, Father LaValle told me that he got a call. They said they were this kid's father. And he said, very strange. It sounded just like Jimmy Lannucci.
I don't know who would do such a thing.
Who would do such a thing?
Who would lie to a priest in
yes.
high school? What type of idiot would do that?
Oh my gosh, a loyal friend, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I want to know that I was not the liar in that scenario. I was a bystander.
Of course, maybe Father LaValle was wrong, too. Maybe it was a kid's
yes,
father.
Yes, he could be mistaken. He could be mistaken.
That's right.
Yeah, his dog Dudley was great. And we always used to love it because you just walk around the school during the day. And you're always so happy if that dog came into you during, like, Sister Shirley's math calculus class because you'd have something to do to keep you awake. You could pet the dog.
Oh, of course.
That was always nice. You liked first four classes. There are people literally liked first four classes because the chances that were you might see Dudley.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yeah, it is nice. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm at the ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We had too much fun talking.
Never got on to my subject. I'm still waiting to tell you all about Nelson Mandela.
All right. So you save Mandela for tomorrow. We'll have a big history show tomorrow because we did family history show today.
Yes.
So we'll do real history tomorrow, okay?
Okay, hon. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.